community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
So in the studio with me, we've got the Fitness in Mind crew. Morning, crew.
Morning.
How are we doing today? All right?
Yeah, very good, thanks.
Fantastic. Right, now in front of me, I've actually got Nikki, James, Rob and Wayne's on his way. Is that right?
That's right.
He's been away for a few days,
yeah, hasn't he? On his way home from Norfolk.
Oh, it's all right.
Hi, Wayne, if you're listening.
Morning, Wayne. How are you? We're waiting. We're waiting, you know. We've waited.
Make sure you bring the donuts.
Oh, donuts and coffee.
Yeah, that sounds good.
Nikki, that's exactly right. So, Nikki, tell us what you actually do with Fitness in Mind.
Okay. At the Brentwood Centre, here with Brentwood Leisure Trust, we run fitness and sport classes to aid mental wellbeing.
Okay.
So anyone that's feeling a little bit low, a bit depressed, or anyone that's being clinically diagnosed, they can come down and take part in activities, and hopefully that will aid you to get better.
Now, mental wellbeing covers a huge, I'm going to use a big word now, plethora. It's my word of the day.
Oh God, it covers the explain.
Yesterday's word was wheelbarrow. It covers a huge amount of different subjects.
Absolutely.
And we'll get onto those in just a second. Even if you just feel a little bit fed up, that's to do with your mental health as well.
Absolutely, yeah. Your mental and physical health are exactly the same. So if you're putting on a few pounds, you're feeling a bit rough.
Yeah.
And the same mentally. You know, you can have bad days, you can have good days, or they can be like sustained bad periods good periods. So, yeah.
Now, James, what do you actually do with the Fitness in Mind crew?
Well, I'm the founding director of Serene Fitness, but most importantly today is I'm the operations manager, one of the operations manager of the Brentwood Leisure Centre.
All right.
So it's we're doing quite a bit today for Time to Talk Day in terms of working with Fitness in Mind. They've got a few activities going, including their netball match later on. Mike Diaper's coming down from Sport England, and then also our guys are... We've actually getting our lifeguards, as well as one, obviously, lifeguarding doing their job. One of them's going to be in the pool, and they're going to be interacting with the customers, encouraging them to talk, and then we're going to offer them a free cup of tea to come chat with other recreation and the operations team on the dry side. So we can have just like Nikki said, to encourage people to just talk about themselves to ease the stress of mental health.
Right, now, Rob, I get carried away as a radio presenter, and I talk very, very fast, and I spin through things. So if I'm talking too fast, tell me. Don't be frightened to say something. Just give me the nudge and say, oi, I can't read your lips. Because I know that's, I mean, is that an acquired taste, lip reading, or is it?
I think it's a skill everybody can have to an extent, but obviously I have to rely on it a bit more because my hearing isn't so good. So,
Did you actually go for any, because I find that fascinating, the whole lip reading thing, because there are people around the world in government bodies that actually specialise in lip reading so they can watch people at a distance and tell you what they're saying.
Yes, I can do that sometimes, watching television or somebody at a distance, and you have no idea what they're saying. Obviously you can't hear them, but you can sometimes just about get the gist of what they're saying, so it's quite useful in some situations.
Have you had any? I can imagine it is. That woman over there fancies her. She fancies you. I can tell. She knows. So, is it something that you've been trained to do, or have you just picked it up as you've gone along?
No. I mean, I can hear as well. It's just the fact that I use as many skills as possible to enable me to hear people, because my hearing isn't so good. So that's what it's all about, really.
Well, if you don't mind me saying so, you're doing absolutely fantastic.
Oh, thank you. Yes.
Really, this is just phenomenal. Because you don't, when you're able-bodied and able-minded, you take for granted everything that's about you. And there's a famous saying that we see the world through our own eyes.
Yeah.
So you take everything for granted until you meet somebody that's got something different, and then you start going, oh, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
This is fascinating, because they don't see the world the same way as I see the world, and it's all down to perception in the brain.
Do you know what this is? That's an absolute perfect link to the whole Time to Talk Day, because mental health is invisible. You can't see it. So until you speak to somebody, you don't know what's going on in their brain, and you don't know whether they're absolutely hyper and really happy, or whether they're having some real deep issues that they could really do with talking to someone about.
That's really where the stigma comes in. Where people doesn't understand, someone could be seen to come across miserable, or the other end of the spectrum, they could be really like outgoing, but that might not necessarily be how they feel inside.
Yeah.
So people tend to be either too scared or too open, and it kind of has negative impacts. So what we do, especially as a centre and as Sported, as a charity, we make everyone aware that these not problems because they're being fixed, but these things are out there. So we educate people to kind of ease people into that conversation. Like when I very first met Rob, we was actually doing an MMA session. I noticed he had a hearing aid. Someone forgot to mention the fact, so I asked him how would he prefer me to communicate with him. But I think another coach, not saying anyone's lesser, but another coach that's in my situation that might not be used to it, might not have thought about that.
No, they wouldn't have just carried on.
Yeah. And just not realised, and Rob might have suffered. He didn't. He was superb, in fact, for a beginner. Yeah. He picked out really well.
I got a few blows.
No, he got beaten up massively.
But it's just something you have to start to learn to consider. And then it makes everything a lot easier rather than scarier.
And that's something in sport as well, is with coaches and so on, is that they, when people do have a disability or something not quite beyond the norm, or the as people might perceive it, is that they're worried about coaching them or bringing them involved in the session or just including them in what they're doing. They're really nervous. Oh, what do I have to do? Do I have to do certain things? But actually, really, it's just about being yourself, being a coach
relaxing
as you are, relaxing and just making sure that they feel part of the team, part of the session. And I think that's the same with mental health as well. It's just about including them, making sure that you're aware of what's going on, and just allowing them to participate at their level.
Well, that's what today's all about on Phoenix FM, is about relaxing the frustrations and talking about the taboo subjects that we've all got. Stay there, I'll come back with you in just one second.
Stone for Home has come to Brentwood. With an extensive range of beautiful kitchens, stone worktops and glass splashbacks. All our worktops are made to measure by skilled craftsmen here in Essex and feature Silestone, Quarella and other leading quartz and granite brands. Showrooms open 7 days a week. Come and see us at Wilson's Corner Brentwood and Dansk Furniture Outlet, Rayleigh. For friendly advice or to arrange a free survey and quotation, call our expert team on 01277 523 965, or see us online at stoneforhome.com.
In these days of social and electronic news everywhere, it's still good to spend time reading a newspaper. And a newspaper that's local, dealing with issues and stories that you want to read about. The Enquirer Group newspapers are packed with news, views, competitions and real in-depth reporting on the stories that are making today's headlines. With excellent sports coverage as well, make sure you pick up your copy of the Essex or the East London or the Thurrock Enquirer today. The Enquirer Group, a newspaper as it should be.
Community radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.
Mikey's Breakfast on Brentwood and Billericay's Phoenix FM in association with St Francis Hospice. 9:22, then Thursday the 4th of Feb. It's Fitness in Mind today, Fitness in Mind Day, or it's Time to Talk Day with Fitness in Mind. So I'll get it right in a minute. Now, it's really interesting that the Leisure Centre gets involved with this, Nikki, because it's I've noticed when I, because I used to do a lot of running, as you can see from my shape, I don't do
absolutely
much now.
Perfect physique.
So I used to do a huge amount of running, 3 miles a day, and by the end of the week I couldn't see my house, didn't know where I was, just kept running. And it does improve your mental health, just getting that fitness and moving the muscular. Is it something that, I've never really looked into it. I don't know why. I know it's down to endorphins.
Yeah, absolutely.
But is it because of the muscles and the amount of blood flow going around your body?
I'm not a chemist. No, everyone knows that exercise makes you feel good.
It does.
It does release endorphins in the brain, and then it just gives you that natural high feeling. I know we spoke to some doctors talking the other day, and they were saying that exercise actually has a bigger benefit than antidepressants a lot of the time.
Really?
If you do
it
on a regular basis. Yeah. And it's just a coping mechanism for people, isn't it? And people will either smoke or drink or could do all the negative things, but exercise is that real big positive that makes you feel better, as well as doing your body some good as well.
Well, are there any exercises, James? Are there any exercises for the mind that can do the same thing?
I think anything where you put your body or your mind under a good amount of stress, helps, but it's also things like mindfulness and meditation that people can do, in which they get taught breathing exercises and how to listen to the sounds of their environment and control them.
Yeah.
So you are basically exercising your mind. You're using your mind to control your sounds. So even if you're in a house next to a construction site, you can still meditate. You use them noises to your advantage, and you find patterns and things like that in them to alongside breathing techniques. But you've also got people, someone might like to do Sudoku or things like this, or crossword puzzles, or just colouring. They're not strenuous exercises. They're exercises that are de-stressing you, getting you working and thinking. My other half, she likes to paint. She doesn't do it as much as she did, or she likes arts and crafts.
Yeah.
She's a qualified personal trainer. She exercises a lot, but she really does like her arts and crafts. And she tends to sort of calm down a bit when she goes through a depressive phases when she's doing arts and crafts. So we know that something like that's trivial. So you don't have to be young and fit and healthy to start. You can start small with these little things. Or what it's all about, finding something you enjoy doing. So if you enjoy reading, you do that. If you enjoy mixed martial arts, then do that. There is really no extreme and no small step.
Now, I've always made it a point of I will never do something that irritates me or stresses me out. Even if somebody starts to irritate me, I'll just close the doors. Boom, gone. I don't want to get involved. Don't you go over there. Go over there and mess about with them. You annoy them. Don't annoy me. As I'm getting older, I'm getting very quick at doing that.
That's good.
Because it does. It gives you your life is almost in a bubble that way.
Yeah.
And we've all got negative bits and pieces going on, Rob. We've all got negative stuff going on. But you don't need the aggravation and the stress from somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And as I say, I spend most of my life going through and only doing things that give me pleasure, that I like to do. It could be just walking. If I like to do what, I just go and do walking. But do you find so many people just constantly do the things that give them stress?
Yes.
And then they end up in this absolute mess state, don't they? I think we're all because they want to keep somebody else happy.
Yes, very much so. It's that's life in general, isn't it? You know, you've got your family, you've got your kids, you've got your job, everything, and you're just dashing about all the time. And I think that's modern life for you, isn't it? In many ways, it's the same for a lot of people. You're always on the go, so you're never having time to take time out. And it's not necessarily about having me time and detoxing and all that stuff. It's just about taking it away from the stressful environment that you're always in and trying something else out. In my case, I played football last night, five-a-side. Saved a penalty and goal, so I can't say it wasn't a bad evening for me. But for an hour, you're just forgetting about everything else and just playing football. And whether that's football or any other sport or physical activity, James was just saying, you know, it's what you enjoy doing. It's what you want to do that makes you happy, makes you feel good about yourself. And there's like famous examples, you know, you always read about footballers, for example, like George Best and Gazza, who do have mental health issues themselves. And they say that when they go on the pitch, they can forget about everything just for those 90 minutes. They're playing football, absolutely nothing else to worry about except for, you know, winning the match. So whether it's playing football or doing Sudoku or whatever it is, during that time, you can just take that time out away from all the stress of life.
Gets rid of the stress. Makes you feel a more worthy person, because you're achieving something in something you love doing.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. We touched on this a few minutes ago about meditation, Nikki.
Mm-hmm.
And does everybody here meditate? Do you meditate?
Only when I feel really bad. It doesn't work for me so much because I think because I am such an active person, I'll do better going for a run. I meditate when I run, which is a little bit of a contradiction in terms, but it's just all about switching off, isn't it, and focusing on just one thing.
And meditation is really good. I've heard from a few people that tried it. They said it's fantastic.
I think it is, and I think it works for a lot of people. Not everybody is sporty or active. And, I mean, we talk about doing things that make you feel happy, but there are people out there that just can't take that step and they do need that help.
Yeah, yeah.
And one of the things we do at Fitness in Mind is to help people take that first step into something that they've never tried before. You know, they could be stuck in their house for like 5-6 years, never have left their house because of anxiety or depression. And it's just encouraging people to just take that first step. And if meditation is a perfect first step, because you can do it in your own house.
Yeah, in your own privacy.
Yeah, and you can get, you can download apps now, and you can have this stuff going on in your head when you go to sleep or whatever. But yeah, it's that first step. And once you get through that and you can focus your brain, then you can take that step outside. And then, you know, exercise might be way down the line. And something we encourage here is just to come in for a coffee. All of our staff, or most of our staff, are now mental health first aid trained. So we've got such an open environment at the centre. People can just come down and sit in the cafe and chat and not have any stigma attached, which is a massive step.
See, meditation is something I've always wanted to get into, but I tried it a few times. And perhaps if anybody else meditates on for a while, you can tell me if I'm right. But I feel as I start to swirl and spin.
That's the alcohol.
Is that just me? That was just me, wasn't it? I can tell. It was just me. Now, you mentioned something very quick. I look like I'm not taking any notice, by the way.
Oh, no.
While I'm writing things down here. I hear everything. Rob, I want to know, what's all this about the naked mole story?
Oh, dear. That was a strange one, wasn't it, Nikki? I had no idea what she was on about at one point. I don't think it sounds as risque as it sounds. We were at an event in Ipswich last week. I was there through my organisation, who I work for, Sported. And Wayne and Nikki were there to present about their project, about how mental health, sport and physical activity can help you with mental health. And the whole event was about that. And there was a few doctors there talking about the medical side of things. And one guy was mentioning that... right at the molecule level, right at the atoms, you know, that we've all got in our bodies.
Yeah.
Inside there's something called, I think this is right, and maybe there'll be a doctor out there who will tell me I'm wrong, but mitochondrial DNA, which is right down there, really, really even tinier than atoms.
Right.
And what they need is to be active, to be physically active, moving, so we're getting the energy, the oxygen into our bodies, and we're moving around, and our muscles are building, all these kind of things. Our brain's working through this physical activity. And what it means is that these DNA, these really tiny pieces inside us, are healthy. And when they're healthy, it means that they're able to, I don't know exactly the term, but I think it just moves all the good stuff
it
around
and
gets rid of all the bad stuff.
It was as well, wasn't it? They were saying that the mitochondria shorten if you're inactive.
Yes.
So that it's the whole anti-aging thing. So if you're active, then they stay big. This is all I took out of it. They stay big and they it makes you live longer and look younger. That's
so there you go. You don't need any cream on your face. You just need to get out.
You've both just increased the fitness industry's revenue and destroyed the dermatology.
But the naked mole thing, what was that?
I have no idea.
So he's not even owning up to that now. He's not even owning up to the court case.
No.
Talking about, you mentioned DNA then. There is, you can stress DNA and relax DNA. Did you know that?
No.
Did you know that?
I'm a fitness professional. I don't know the ins and outs of
mitochondria. Google. I'm going into Einstein now. Go into Google and type in spooky action at a distance.
Okay.
And then read about it. Albert Einstein's theory on this all. But you can stress DNA, which I think is part of what's going on with the world, to be honest, because we're all so stressed. A lot of people are doing jobs they dislike and they hate, and I should never understand why they keep doing it. If you don't like something, stop doing it. As we mentioned a while ago, get everybody that's stressful away from you and you relax. You do become a much calmer, nicer person to be with. My mother had dementia.
Yeah.
And the worst stage with dementia was the crossover period, the halfway stage.
Yeah.
You either want to be on, as I say, our side or the dementia patient side, but you don't want to be halfway, because when they have those lucid moments, they think back and they go, oh. And that's, and she hated herself sometimes because of the way she used to act, and then she was gone again. She's back on the dementia patient side.
Yeah.
That's a really, really bad illness. It's just as bad on the people that are surrounding the dementia patient as it is on the dementia patient.
Yeah.
Because once they're on the other side of the fence, life becomes very happy for them.
Yeah.
As long as you don't take them out of the environment that they used to. Because my mother used to get quite agitated and very stressed. And then you'd put her back into the residential day centre that she was in, which was the kindest place to put her, because they looked after her very, very well.
Yep.
And she became very happy again. Within hours, she was very, very happy again. Everything was okay. She knew everything was. And do you do, because I know you do something called Singing for the Brain, which involves dementia patients, is that right?
We're looking to start it, yeah. I agree with you. Dementia for me is the most upsetting mental illness. Yeah, oh, yeah, I have real anxieties about it myself, to be honest. We started tea dances last year. They've been running now for about 18 months. And with our tea dances, we did dementia training with Home Instead, which are a fantastic company caring for elderly people in their homes. So the tea dances are dementia-friendly tea dances, and care homes bring groups of people to our tea dances. And they either dance or they just sit and listen to the music. But the big thing that comes across is how happy it makes them. And that's the music side of things, I think, rather than the dancing. But also the whole music-dance coordination apparently is the best thing for your brain if you have dementia, because it's there and you remember steps that you used to do, and that's the whole thing with dementia. You go back to that previous life a lot of the time. So because that was such a success and they're going really, really well, we are looking now at Singing for the Brain, which I know something that Paul Phoenix has expressed an interest in joining us with. There are already classes go on all over the place. I think the cathedral do one, but there's not enough because so many people are interested.
I can imagine. It's a very good exercise.
Yeah,
it's getting
for
to
everyone,
sing.
Yeah. Not just people with dementia. I just think our cafe, hopefully, on a Friday morning, is going to have a Singing for the Brain class, so people can just come along with a guy and his guitar, and they're just going to sing. And I said, what perfect way to start your day if you're coming in to do a sport or activity, going in the gym, walking past a group of people singing Knees Up Mother Brown or whatever they're going to sing.
Roll out the barrel,
Roll out the barrel, Chaz and Dave.
Volunteer then. Have you just volunteered
for me? You've heard my singing though. Yeah, and I think it will just lift everyone. How fantastic is that? And again, another coping mechanism if you're having a really, really bad time, come in and sing. It's great.
The hard bit about dementia is when your relative starts to slip away from you though, because you do keep training them and treating them, you do keep talking to them and treating them as if everything's okay, because physically there is nothing wrong.
Yeah.
And then they don't know the answer, and you start going, and everybody finds themselves in this situation. What are you talking about? You don't know. You just done it. And then you go, oh.
Where the dementia training is really, really useful, because they teach you to use distraction instead of, you never argue back with someone.
That's
you know, you just change the subject, and they're brilliant. Home Instead are really good with that.
But everybody gets so stressed about, and it's like it is one of the taboo subjects. Don't talk about it. Don't talk about it. Like, no, you have to talk about it, because that person that has dementia is not the person you used to know.
No.
And you have to accept things are moving on. Life is taking its course. And as I say, it's happier for the dementia patient when they actually cross over into the full dementia. And then you go, But by then, most people have accepted it and they understand. And that person isn't the person. I mean, my mother was left with a huge amount of negative traits. I don't know if that's common with dementia patients, but she was left the huge. All she was left with were the negative things. All the positive and all the laughter had gone.
Oh, really?
But you can't help it.
No.
You have to just let nature take its course. That was the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah, hopefully they'll find some treatment for this soon. And I know really recent research is talking about it could even be just a fungus or something.
Oh, really?
Which is really interesting, fingers crossed for something for that soon.
Well, James, if people are listening to this and they want to get involved and help out, how can they actually help out?
And basically, Time to Change, who are the organisation that started Time to Talk Day, they just want to encourage companies, people, volunteers, organisations, just to take the day out, continue your workplace as normal, just do a little bit extra to encourage your staff. If you have customers, encourage them, just to talk, just to brush off everything and just have a chat. It doesn't have to be about mental health. You'd be surprised, just talking like this, how much it actually improves your mental health just to have someone to talk to. You'd find that most people don't even have that. They go to work, they do their day, they go home. End of. There might not be anyone at home for them. So for someone to just go, oh, just let's just have a cuppa. Let's just sit down, have a chat. So that's basically what the centre are doing as well. We wanted to get our staff involved. They are very interactive with our customers anyway. So what better way to now get them in the pool, in the environment our customers are used to, not the other way around.
Yeah.
And just, they've already got their icebreakers. They, 9 times out of 10, they know their name. You'd be surprised how much of their personal life they chat to us about on poolside. So just to see it, have a chat, and then go, tell you what, if you want, grab a time to talk teabag on the way out and go sit with the operations guys out in the pool viewing area and carry on having a chat if you've got nowhere to be.
So over, because I know it's a 3-year program. How do you see the 3-year program finishing? If this is basically the start today, how do you see it progressing, and what is your ultimate aim?
Okay, the 3-year program is a Fitness in Mind project. Yeah. We've been lucky enough to get funding from Sport England as well as a number of partners, including Sported, and which means that we can run fitness classes for people with mental ill health for the next 3 years, which is fantastic. And as well as just at the Brentwood Centre, we're taking it out to 18 other clubs in Brentwood, or clubs and facilities. The end point would be to get, I can't remember the actual number now, probably around about 2,000 people through the Fitness in Mind scheme. So we want to help individuals that are either self-referred or clinically referred to find something in their lives that will help them cope with their mental ill health and then improve their mental well-being.
Now, Nikki, you just mentioned that Sported is actually doing part of this. What are Rob, what are Sported actually doing?
Well, we're an organisation that supports other organisations who are delivering what we call sport for development or sport for change.
Yes.
So it's about using sport as a hook or a tool to change the lives, in our case, of young people, but we know obviously organisations work with all ages. But and so we're there to support that organisation to develop themselves, think about their long-term futures, sustainability, all the other things that it's not the actual coaching or delivery of activities, of physical activities or sport. We let them get on with that because they're really good at that. And then the guys at Fitness in Mind, they know exactly how to deliver their sessions, but perhaps they need a bit more support with the funding bids or the budgeting or their marketing side of things. And we can provide that expertise to help them to develop that side of their program so that they can keep going for the long term. And we've supported Fitness in Mind, well, the Brentwood Centre and Essex Mental Health Community to develop that the Fitness in Mind program so that they're now at the stage where they are. And we're very pleased. They're absolutely fantastic guys to work with in terms of getting stuff done as well, and just making sure that they put together a project that it works. Obviously, they've had a huge amount of funding from Sport England and other partners, so they've got approval from people high up who believe in the work that they're doing. So it's really good to see that this is actually starting now. And I think you mentioned about the long-term sustainability project. The 18 organisations or activities that are going to be taking place outside of Brentwood Centre, outside of their remit. Well, we're working with Fitness in Mind guys to support those organisations, because they might be already existing. It could be the local cricket club, it might be a dance studio or something like that, who think, I'd like to try and bring some people in who have mental health difficulties, who might want to try my activities. I'd like to try and bring them in. So if they were interested in that, they can obviously take part in this project. And we're there to support them with developing that as well. So it might be that they might need some extra volunteers, or they need some extra resources to take on these extra people coming along, and we can help them with that, work out how that project's going to work.
Well, boys and girls, it's been a really, really good 45 minutes. We've been sitting here and talking. I've enjoyed every single second of it.
Good.
Thank you so much to come in. I wish you all the best with your Fitness in Mind, and also the time to talk day, because that's carry on for the rest of the day, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, I think it finishes at the council offices actually tonight. They've got a panel doing questions and answers, so that'll be an interesting one.
Fantastic. Really, Nikki, Rob, James, Rob. Thank you. Your name wrong then. Thank you so much for coming in. Really, I've enjoyed it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Cheers. That's my pleasure.
Community Radio for Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM.